Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
This has been a debate that has raged on for the last couple of months, for sure, and is only going to escalate as we get closer to the fall semester, and that is on reopening schools. What are your thoughts of trying to get kids back in the classrooms this fall?
Well, I think we should keep trying every conceivable way that's safe, number one, because amongst other critical things involving children's welfare is that they learn better in schools. They are able to develop better because of the social relationships in school. And overall, the so-called regularity of school is very, very important for children. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, we have the overhang of, despite all the policy considerations that have been developed very carefully by the educational departments and the state health departments, we still have gaps in safety that range from situations involving being able to have the children physically distance enough once they return to the classroom, meaning the physical classrooms themselves. Do our schools, especially in our rural school areas, our smaller school districts, do they have sufficient space to space the children safely? Can the teachers return safely to those kind of classroom settings? The uncertainty about whether children silently and asymptomatically might be carriers when, yes, the transmission evidence so far is that they're not, quote, super carriers, but a lot of medical people also say we don't know that much about children as transmitters yet. And then we have the school bus drivers and whether or not you can space appropriately on the school buses. And as if all that isn't enough, there's two other wild cards that I think jeopardize the ability for the children and school teachers and school personnel to return safely. One of those involves financial matters. The governor has said he's going to cut the budget 20% if he doesn't hear from Congress. And so far, it's unclear that Congress will be able to support or is willing to support the states additionally. And then the second wild card, which we've already seen acted out in Rensselaer County last week, is that New York, despite the governor's efforts to penalize people who come and don't follow the rules for 14 days from 20 states, et cetera, some folks came up from Georgia, maybe returned from Georgia, who are Rensselaer County folks. And we had a huge upswing of people with COVID in Rensselaer. And so these are all the variables, sir, that make me very concerned about how we can do this safely, meaning by returning to our public school district campuses.
You had mentioned some of the safety measures, or at least the things that are being considered. What do you think schools should consider as they try to map out this very sticky situation of bringing kids back into the classrooms?
Well, they're obliged by more or less operation of state law to follow, first of all, the state ed and state health department guidelines, and then create their own plan. I'm up here in Tompkins County, and our school districts in our respective counties have to create real careful, specific, precise sets of rules that govern the reopening, reflecting the rules from the state ed and the state health department. And then the governor and those high level officials in Albany will make that determination. And frankly, I think that the criteria that have been advanced by the government agencies are excellent. They're very careful. And I'm sure our school superintendents and our school districts are going to do a terrific job putting something together that reflects the rules. But there's still these two big elephants in the room. Is there going to be money to be able to do this? And secondly, are we going to be able to dodge what you, sir, referred to as a second wave much earlier and sooner than we expected?
I don't think any of us envy the decision makers right now because they have a tough task ahead.
I know it must be so hard. I don't have young children at home, so I don't know if privilege is the right word, but I'm not as vulnerable as so many other upstate New Yorkers are. But we just have to understand that there's no real clear answer here. There's no perfect answer, and there's no perfect political answer or anything. We have a situation where we're just going to have to manage without there being a really good solution. And that's something that's very uncomfortable to all of us. But we've got to get a little more comfortable. And it's easy for me to say, I know, but I don't know what other solution there is, sir. We have to get a little more comfortable with this degree of discomfort that this terrible illness has wreaked upon all of us.